Chemotherapy and radiation may save you from cancer, but they can also do a lot of damage to your heart.
And the risk of developing heart failure is greater when a person receives both chemotherapy and radiation therapy.
That's Bruce Liang, director of the Pat and Jim Calhoun Cardiology Center at UConn.
So on the one hand, we are doing good by treating cancer, in the same context, we are also creating problems for another important organ such as the heart. And that's why cardio-oncology is a growing field.
Liang says cardio-oncology, that's heart and cancer doctors working collaboratively with a patient, started gaining momentum at hospitals around the U.S. in the last 3 years.
And we predict that this is going to be even more important going forward as there are new drugs that are developed to treat cancer patients.
Liang says a lot of those drugs are effective at killing off tumors, but they can also damage heart tissue, and sometimes that damage can take years to show up. So cardio-oncologists perform things like MRIs and blood tests to assess an individual's cardiac risk before and after chemo or radiation.
You know, as a field, we weren't really paying enough attention to that. But now, since we know the leading cause of death among cancer survivors is heart disease, we need to be more attuned to that, and we need to raise awareness.
And Liang says awareness is one of the big challenges facing this new field of science. Going forward, he'd like to see more research money given to cardio-oncologists so they can continue to fine-tune their cardiac assessments for all patients in the cancer ward. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.